K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, kind of off location right now, but I'm not going to just give you the location, but here on recording, recording on this Thursday morning, October 23rd, 2025, just for this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of the show. Obviously, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, where that is. Football coming up Saturday. Volleyball Friday. I'm going to try to work on this special pregame later on at some point today. I'm going to try to work on it today and get this thing done. So that's kind of the... I'm going to save that to this afternoon. But anyways, men's and women's basketball coming soon and so many other athletic sports out there in the state of Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas, home of the Kansas State University. This is for the Time Listeners Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show again. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your... Kansas State podcast, whether that is Spotify, iTunes, and so much more. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, process podcast. Once again, that is G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, process podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats over there. Recent episodes now posted, so go listen to those. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Yes, I am off location, not in Kansas City, Missouri, at the moment of this, podcast. So, again, limited equipment, even more so if I'm not in here or not at the EG3 confines. So, again, if this sounds kind of off or kind of you hear noise in the background, I'm not going to take it out. Nope, not going to do that. So, we're live on location as I speak right now. So, again, hang in there with us here throughout the rest of the week here on the Purple Project Podcast. I wanted to come on here anyways before I had important business to take care of on a this close location this morning. Yes, so men's basketball, K-State men's basketball, Jerome Tang and a couple of the K-State men's players on the team, obviously, were in Kansas City yesterday for their big show media day. So we'll start there. And then on another episode, we'll backtrack to the women and head coach Jeff Mitty in their squad. But yeah, Jerome Tang spoke, obviously. And look, we know what they need to do, obviously. And one of those players, obviously, for good reason, PJ Haggerty, probably the biggest splash, probably outside of Matt Driscoll, who was hired to be the associate coach over the summer. We discussed that on the show, if you're every day of this podcast. Right, PJ Haggerty had a chance to look at, well, thanks to the host, whoever was hosting Virtual Media Days, asking these questions to Coach Tang, but had a chance to, I looked at a couple highlights and I probably need to look at some more, but obviously right now, you know the drill, I'm in the midst of football season, in the midst of trying to get some other things kind of wrapped up or taken care of, hopefully, by the end of this month. So I'm looking forward to seeing more PJ Haggerty highlights. But yes, PJ Haggerty, for those that don't know, who've been out of the loop, was probably one of the biggest gets, if not the top get, for Jerome Tang and the newest crop of teammates or new players this year. This is the third year in a row that Coach Tang has gotten a new roster. Obviously, Moby back, he was up here yesterday. So Moby is up here yesterday. So he got some love yesterday, and of course, there was another newbie that came up with Haggerty and Moby, and that was Abdi Bashir. And we have discussed him as well on the podcast as well. From my mouth, a deadly 3-point shooter there as well, and probably not the right word, but we're using it anyways. Deadly 3-point shooter. PJ Haggerty can get buckets there as well. You need a point guard that can get you a bucket. We've heard this before, right? And no offense to the last couple point guards. Now, again, when Jerome Tang came on the scene, back in few years ago, it feels like last week that Jerome Tang was hired to be the new men's head basketball coach. He had Marquise Noel, and Marquise, that was a shaky road to start off with. And I didn't think, Marquise Noel was solid, but he wasn't all world. They had a shaky road, and then something clicked. Something clicked between Jerome Tang. Obviously, he's strong about his faith, which is awesome, obviously. He's tapped into everyone about that, including, and obviously, I'm working on being in continuation of that myself as well. But yeah, so he's obviously, that's number one, right? And number two, relationship with his players, right? And obviously, you know, looking back at that, and all we know about Tyler Perry there as well. And Tyler Perry was serviceable too. And there was that, and there's the whole Doug McDaniel situation. I'm surprised, actually. I remember all three of these. We all know the Doug McDaniel situation from last year. Just say that was even more shaky situation than that was. So yeah, man. we'll see what happens with all that. But yeah, last year the whole saga of McDaniel not wanting to play, then being benched. We're all wondering like, what the hell is going on with Doug McDaniel? Why he's not playing? Why is he not playing? Why is he not on the court, right? So, it's just the fact that, you know, Tyler Perry was just quiet. He went on about his business and whatnot. And he, like I said, he was serviceable, right? So, but yeah, in between that, Noel started off shaky. And then you had the whole McDaniel situation. I was on board with the whole Doug McDaniel thing, right? And then, of course, you got in season, and Doug McDaniel and Coleman Hawkins had their old, you know, it's, we want to do our own thing and whatnot. So, and then hearing Jerome Tang really throughout the last month talking about his team, this is a much more mature team. It goes a long way with what it was last year. That's for sure. To support Watch the Podcast, all things K-State sports, the K-State men's basketball team was up for media days yesterday. Well, not the whole entire team, but Jerome Tang, PJ Haggerty, Abby Bashir, and Moby Igarira. We'll go with that. We stick with Moby because he was on the team last year. Those were players who were represented by K-State men's basketball at Big 12 Media Days last year. And I have not checked, and this is going to be another podcast. The preseason came out. I haven't had a chance to sit down and look at everything just yet for the preseason. I know K-State women, and I'll expand on it a little bit more on a separate episode. But I know the K-State women are preseason 7th. They're so a little bit different than in the last couple years, right? So yeah, it's again different, but again, K-State women's basketball in rebuilding mode, a great young class there. This men's basketball team, once again, a new roster with a new outlook, a new perspective, and looking to put post wins here in 2025 2026, because the main thing, obviously, we have put the nail in the hammer over the year, is this team needs to make the tournament. And it starts again with a solid point guard. And I think they got one. look, I'll sit here, I'll stand here right now, here on the Thursday, August. See, this is why I've been all over the place last weeks there, October 23rd, right? With the opportunity of, look, you know, Marquise Noel, he turned out to be tremendous. And then who would have thought about that? Like, not me, that's for sure. Not me. And then you have Tyler Perry again, was serviceable. And, okay, but Doug McDaniel, a huge disappointment. And then you have, I mean, Doug McDaniel had stretches last year when we went on that winning streak there, upsetting Iowa State and a couple other teams, that he played his best basketball. And then from there, he kind of tanked. From there, he was just too consistent. Now you're getting a star, apparently, in PJ Haggerty, again, which I have not seen. I've seen a couple of highs. I told y'all, I saw that highlight that the Big 12 media folks posted on there while they were talking with Jerome Tang, and they were kind of poking fun and and analyzing it with the players and all that with Opti and Moby. So, look, this team, and then, of course, you had Nate Johnson. Let me see, Coach Stitch. The list goes on, and I think Opti's right when talking about, you know, I think there's a lot more depth to this team. I thought last year we had a pretty good squad. I thought I had a good squad last year going into the season, and then, you know, everything just kind of just sunk. Under the ship sunk early, right? So I think looking and reading these stats, you know, everything else, trying to get to know these players, because it's, again, it's going to take us a little bit, maybe more so with the women than the men, because obviously, we keep hearing these names on the men's side, the P.J. Haggerty's, the Adi Bashir's, the Nate Johnson's, Marcus Johnson. So the list goes on with this team. So, again, the top of the board for this team is to make the tournament. You have Driscoll. I have not listened to that episode yet. I plan on to tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, I know Matt Driscoll, not personally, but from my time of living in Florida all those years, Matt Driscoll was the head coach of North Florida, all that success. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to listening to that there as well. So, everything's on the table for this team. So, we'll see what happens again. We'll learn more about both these squads as their season is about to approach here in Manhattan, Kansas, and hopefully when things get back on surface here, maybe try to catch the men's game next month. It's going to be next month, because they're supposed to be up here for the Hall of Fame Classic, Mississippi State. I believe it's the opponent first, and then they'll play the winner if it's Nebraska or somebody. I can't remember the other opponent right now. We talked about that when the schedule of the Hall of Fame Classic came up here in Kansas City. So it's come down to how these few pieces fit. I've said this over and over when talking about this K-State men's basketball team, and I'm probably going to say it for the women's as well. How are the pieces going to fit? We can say all these other things, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, when the lights come on, whether they're at 3:30, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever that time at it, we're playing. It comes down to who shines the brightest when the lights come on. And we probably know P.J. Haggerty is that dude. So we know we know how K-State thrives with this team. You got to have a point guard that can run the ship there and that can really get ride this team. You know, you go as your star player goes, right? So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens, obviously. We still have a couple more weeks, probably not even that, until K-State men's basketball gets going, and they'll have their exhibition game here very shortly. And of course, yes, the times did come out for the schedule wise, but we're not going to go over that there. So I just wanted to kind of update you there on what took place. K-State Media Days for the men's team yesterday. And then before that, it was the K-State women's team, of course, with Jeff Mitty there, the longtime head coach at K-State. So anxious to find out what's going to happen here in a couple weeks, obviously. And then, of course, we got to get through the Sunflower Showdown beginning tomorrow with the volleyball team going to Lawrence, and then the football team will follow up the very next morning. So very, very busy week for K-State Athletics in between Kansas City and Lawrence. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found, free to be able daily, and have a chance to record Kansas State content. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a disclosed location, but usually in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another men's basketball episode. Get ready, folks. We will be talking about bad basketball here pretty soon, Durant Tech. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.